If you look at how entrepreneurship is glamorized on social media, you'd think that it's easy and exciting and fun for 98% of the time. Truth is, it's the reverse. Entrepreneurship is super difficult and lonely. Most successful entrepreneurs spend their days fighting fires and trying to stay ahead of the next problem. I'm Bobby Mason. I've had two successful exits as CEO and a few epic bombs. I'm now the CEO and founder of GoMahi.com, a new high-growth crowdsolving platform that will use college students to change the world of innovation. This is my daily story about the successes and failures I encounter while I try to grow a business from $0 to millions in a matter of years. Welcome to my life. Okay, so I can either start with what has made or what has happened over the last couple days. 2 days, sorry. I didn't do an update last night. I went home early. I spent the night with my wife, which I think is important because we need some type of alone time during the week. I think it's really necessary. If you're married or you're in a serious relationship, you're going to work 18 to 20 hours a day. You need to take one time a week to spend like dedicated time with that person. So I did that last night, and that's why I didn't give an update. Anyways, so I will give an update first, and then I'm going to vent a little bit. Sorry, you're looking at the door. So update. Yesterday, I had some good meetings, and today I had some good meetings. And really, people would probably wonder, when you're starting a company, if you don't have a website ready or you don't have something built out, why are you having meetings? And the big thing is, I'm just trying to create connections with companies. So I'm making sure they know about us, and I kind of keep them in the loop. So we're actually kind of creating a crowdsolving platform to change innovation, right? And the big thing is, I want to make sure companies know about us and keep reaching out to me about new things that are happening in the innovation industry. So I'm making sure I bring value to them before we even launch our site. I also met with, I met with an innovation lab, and that was really interesting. You're actually gonna see more about that. You're gonna see more on that in the next couple days. It was pretty unique. I met with this guy, and he sent me an email. He's like, meet me at the Mall of America. And I thought, okay, I guess we're just doing like a lunch at the Mall of America. That wasn't the case. We actually ended up doing our meeting at Nickelodeon Universe. We went on some rides as adults, because he said the way that you innovate best is by doing things differently. And he said you have to do things differently in a way that it turns your mind on. So all of us are used to the normal common meetings, so our minds don't innovate properly. So he actually sat me down on a ride, we went on a couple rides, and boom. The innovation, I guess, was there. We came up with some great ideas, and it was pretty fun. The other thing I worked on the last couple days, and I brought this up in my last update, is I've really focused on the internship search. So today I actually sent 300 personal emails to interns, and it should be interesting to see what kind of response we get. And I'm hoping to get a better understanding of what they are looking for and what value I can bring them. So internships, meetings, what else do we have on the docket? The third thing would be progress on hiring those web developers. So I told you that we've been having a problem with the NDAs. So I'm gonna try a little different approach. Tomorrow, I'm gonna actually send follow-up emails to all the people that were interested in the position. And then I'm also gonna explain to them exactly what each part in the NDA actually means. So I'm gonna walk through the NDA with them so it doesn't freak them out. I think that's going to be, I'm hoping it's going to be beneficial so it doesn't freak them out. And I'm even going to consider changing some things in the NDA if it makes it more comfortable for them. So now we got NDA, internship, meetings, and the last thing is the personal brand. Actually, that's not the last thing. My bad. We're going to do two more things. The second to last thing is the personal branding. I have continued to work on the website. You can find it at bobby-biz.com. It's not finished yet. You can see the work in progress. But I put together audio stuff, I put together videos, I put together graphics, and it should be interesting to see what progress is made on it over the next several months, years, really focusing on creating a personal brand. I cannot hit home with that more. I actually talked to someone today about personal branding, and I think I've convinced them to go and make a personal brand for their company. So that is great. The last thing that I want to talk about is myself and my other co-founder. We talked about our company, and we talked for a while today about how nice it would be if we just had a direction. So I sat down with a guy last week, and he asked me to give him guidance on how to start a company. And I was able to sit down with him and say, hey, you need to make a website, you need to do social, you need to do this, you need to do that. And I gave him a layout to follow. And I was thinking, man, no one out there is giving people or startups or small businesses or entrepreneurs, no one's giving them a template to follow. And it'd be so darn nice if you knew what template to follow in order to succeed. But really, when you're an entrepreneur and you're starting a new company, it's like you're starting from scratch. And every day is a new experiment. And it all comes down to how you test that new theory that you're trying, or hypothesis, and figuring out how to move forward with that hypothesis. So it's crazy. It's really crazy. So the co-founder and I were talking today, and we're like, gosh, we have so many hypotheses to test, yet we have very little money. So it's tough. You go through this balance where, do you want to start your company and do a lean bootstrap? Do you want to bootstrap your company for cheap and just go for it long run? Or do you want to raise capital, spend money, and move faster? I don't know. It's really tough. I don't know what you think. I don't know what other people think. And I'm excited to get feedback from this. And at the moment, we're going with the bootstrap approach. I mean, we're 2 years into the software build, and we've been grinding, and we've been going at it. But it's hard, because as an entrepreneur, you just want to go, go, go. You want to get to the next thing. You want to grow faster. You want to get things launched quicker. But that's not always the right thing to do. It's not always about scalability. It's about slowing down. It's about doing it right. It's about putting in the effort. So that's kind of what we've figured out for now. That might change by tomorrow. So that's a wrap up of where I'm at. Now it's time for me to vent. It's the big topic that came up the last 2 days. In one of my conversations, or one of my meetings yesterday, they asked, or the guy that I was meeting with, CEO of a company, he asked me what I thought of millennials. And I think this is a big topic recently. A lot of people just, not recently even, a lot of people hate on millennials. Just hate on them hard. I am a millennial, so I'm a part of that club. I don't think I'm the common millennial because I'm running multiple businesses, oh good for me. But the millennials are just, they're crapped on. Man, they are. We are thought of as one lazy ass generation. The thing is, I don't even think millennials are all that bad. I think we're super skilled. We have a ton of talent. I actually wonder if one of our biggest problems, and I talked about this with a girl this evening, I wonder if our biggest problem is the fact that we do not handle criticism well. I do not understand why we as millennials have become so defensive when we get criticized. I'm one of those people. I get criticized and I try to keep as open of a mind as I can, but there are times that I'm just like, screw you, man. I'm right. I'm gonna move forward with this even though you have way more expertise than me. So I think millennials as a whole, we need to just do a better job of taking criticism, because that's the only way we can improve. We can only improve if we continue to grow. And if you guys look at a podcast that I had with Howard Rutt, this is a quick plug, but I had it on the Master of the Start program, and you can find all this at the Bobby Mason Audio Experience. You can find it on Spotify. I don't know if all of them have uploaded on iTunes or anything like that yet, but they will over the next couple days. But anyways, I sat down with Howard Rutt. He sold his company for $1 billion, and I asked him what he looked for when he was hiring employees, and he said straight up, what I'm looking for in current college students, I'm looking for people that are willing to learn, people that are willing to get educated on topics. I mean, if a guy that runs a $1 billion company says that's specifically what he's looking for, I don't understand why we as millennials don't focus on that and do it more. So we just need to become more educated. And if we become more educated, I think us as a generation can absolutely dominate the market. I think we can push things so far because we grew up in a generation that really doesn't understand what it's like not to have the internet. Think about that. We are going to be able to record everything we do. We're going to be able to pursue our hobbies instantly and make a profit off of it. We're just one lucky generation if we optimize the situation that we're in. The last thing I'm going to say about the millennial generation, what pisses me off about 40 and 50 year olds saying that millennials suck, it pisses me off that they can complain about it when it's their fault. I truly believe it's that generation's fault that millennials don't work hard, that millennials feel entitled. It's honestly because of the way we grew up. And we grew up having it all. You know, you play video games all day. You'd watch TV all night. Parents wouldn't get on your asses about working hard. And so I would say, you know, parents out there, if you're complaining about millennials, you gotta look yourself in the mirror. Because you're the one who raised us. And sadly, I think a lot of millennials are gonna have a very rude and harsh awakening. They're going to be woken up someday. And when it happens, it's going to be great. I just hope it's not too big of a deal. And I hope it doesn't hurt millennials so badly that we start dealing with suicides. And I know that got dark really quick. But when you think about it, the millennials that aren't succeeding right now in an industry that's been booming for 10 years, when the market crashes and then they're really struggling, it's gonna be sad, man. It's gonna be really sad. And I'm really concerned with what's gonna happen. And you know when the market corrects, it might not be a crash like 2008, but you know it's gonna correct. And when it does, that's gonna be a lot of layoffs. And the millennial generation hasn't dealt with that yet. They've only dealt with a good market. So that's gonna be fascinating. I have a lot of thoughts on millennials, but I'm not going to put it all in today because, number one, if you want to look back at this or watch it again, you can find it on our YouTube channel. Gosh, these are just complete plugs for me. Or you can find it on the audio experience that I mentioned earlier. So I want to make it short enough that people continue to listen to it and it's not a burden and a hassle to listen to. So I hope all of you guys have a lovely night and we'll talk tomorrow. I don't know how to turn this thing off. So, yeah, have a great night. Bye.